Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People have done studies about where to put a parking garage, and they've ranged from in front of the sheriff's substation to Casino Beach parking lot to in front of the Shaker to the Island Authority lot, and also in front of Flounders.
All right, so this is Commissioner Robert Bender at a town hall that he did last week on the beach, talking about where to put the possible parking garage out on Pensacola Beach. And you heard him mention some of the locations they've been looking at, because there's kind of like solving the problems of traffic on the beach. You know, problem number one is, you know, the throughput of things like through the light and through the toll plaza, and then, you know, lanes on the around the Sailfish Line. A lot of that's been, you know, fixed in recent years. They've changed a bunch of things and made it as good as it can be. And one of the problems we're running into is parking. Right now, it's true, as several of the people, residents of the beach that were at the meeting mentioned, people do find parking, right? The problem is not that they find parking. The problem is, how difficult is it for them to find? And not only because it's irritating to the visitor. That's not the issue. The issue is, if you know that there's spaces at Casino Beach lot, then you go right in there and you find a space. When those spaces are scarce, now you're driving around inside that lot. Driving around inside that lot causes congestion inside that lot, which makes it harder to get into the lot, which backs up traffic along, you know, via Luna and the Pensacola Beach Boulevard. So the traffic isn't just the problem of, it's not just a problem of finding the parking at all. It's a problem of how easy or hard is it to find the parking causing traffic delays. So, you know, Bender's answer is, look, if we have more parking out on the beach, and some of these locations work better than others, by the ECUA substation, you know, over by a Shaker, in front of Flounders on that side of Vita Luna, or, you know, on the south side of the Casino Beach lot, that's the one that they're looking at seriously, is inside the Casino Beach parking lot. And it can't be right next to the road. It can't be, like, right up against Vita Luna, because you have some of the, like, reclaimed water and some of the pipes and things, so it's going to be a little bit farther in. And then you have questions like, well, you know, what about cost?
A surface spot like you see now is about $7,000 or $8,000 a spot. If you do a multi-level parking garage, I've heard it last summer at being $35,000 a spot. Last week I heard that it, which they were expecting it to go down a little bit, was $30,000 a spot. But maybe if you only do a one level deck, it's a little bit cheaper. And so we're looking, that could be about $20,000 a spot.
All right, so if you just put out pavement, it's $7,000 a spot. If you put out a single level, it might be as low as $20,000 a spot. If you build it up two levels or more, you're pushing $30,000, $35,000. That's what he's getting at. 500 spots is what they're talking about, okay? And you have all kinds of concerns. Like, you don't want to just put up a giant parking structure in Casino Beach lot because, well, that dramatically changes the sort of visual appearance of the area, and you don't want it to be, as he called it, a concrete jungle. Right. But you got to find parking, or you want to create parking for people. So we're talking somewhere between, you know, 10 to 15 million, maybe something like that, which certainly enough revenue is generated by the beach through, you know, local option sales tax, TDT bed tax, you know, just lease fees and taxes and whatever. You know, there's all kinds of potentially money. And one of the themes that came out of this meeting is that the residents on the beach are, what's the word I want, irritated. Because they feel like they generate so much money for the county that then gets spent everywhere else. And then they get beat up by the county. I mean, I'm paraphrasing one of the people who was speaking, said, you know, and then we just get beat up by these commissioners for having the audacity, you know, basically to say that we ought to have more money spent here on the beach.
We're paying for the Blue Angel Air Shows, leaseholders are paying for those. We're paying for bands on the beach, et cetera, et cetera. And we're getting beat up at those commission meetings by the commissioners from districts 1, 3, and 5. And they're up to their necks in scandals themselves. I don't know why they are beating us up. But we need to start getting some of that money.
So that's part of it, and that was a repeated concern, is, you know, getting the appropriate share of the money spent out there on amenities that benefit tourism, not just the locals. Also, a very consistent theme that people are very appreciative of Commissioner Bender and all the improvements that he's done. You know, I give him great credit for improving, for example, the throughput of traffic, realignment of the lanes onto the, you know, onto the overpass there. And I mean, just there's all kinds of things, the dedicated right turn lane, the getting rid of the toll booth, all this stuff that has dramatically improved traffic onto the beach. The other part of this equation, aside from the parking garage, is the possibility of an overpass. We'll get to that here in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Watching an accident on the Highway 90 and Woodbine Road. This is in Milton. Certainly, I'm not showing a roadblock there. It says there's a roadblock at Creighton and Davis in Pensacola, and I see that it's slow, but I'm not showing a roadblock this morning. But certainly, if you know different, if you see something or you have a traffic tip, by all means, go ahead and text, please, or call 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Back to this question of the town hall last week and the proposal for a parking garage, probably on the Pensacola Beach, like at the beach ball lot, a little bit off of the road there. The cost, that was one question, is do you charge for parking, or do you keep parking free? And if you keep it free, then how do you raise the money for it? One possibility was to raise the toll. He prefers not to do that. Another possibility would be, you know, get it from TDT, LOST. You know, there's all kinds of other possible money it could come from. And then the third one would be to charge for parking. Well, the problem with charging for parking is then you're going to have some parking that's free and some parking that's charge. And what people will try to do is they'll try to find the free parking. I know, because I'm that person. And so you don't really solve the problem, because then the charged parking becomes like the parking of last resort, and it doesn't get used as much, it doesn't raise its enough revenues, and it still causes the traffic problem. So
well,
keeping
downtown had it work.
Well, no, but downtown doesn't work is the problem a lot of times. People don't go downtown because of the charged parking. They get confused over the issue. And when there's high, you know, density of cars, then people are circling the lot and, or circling the block, and those, you get the problems of people not being willing to find the parking really quickly. So all of that aside, it seems to me likely that what they're going to try to do is fund it through other mechanisms and try to build one that's one or two levels high. The other issue is going to be separating pedestrians from the traffic, which has always been an issue. Remember the old thing of the roundabout and the underpasses? Well, now he's talking about an overpass, and the way I understand it, like a walkover, the way I understand it is if you're already going to be building a parking structure, you're already creating kind of half of the walkover because you'd already have an elevation on one side, but it's going to be off the street, so I'm not sure about that, and it's going to connect over to the other side. That's going to be expensive. Everything else is less feasible. Underpass, you know, walk-unders, you know, there's security questions, there's water table questions. He's talking for sure about trying to at least find out whether there's a walkover, whether that's feasible. You know, basically moving several thousand pedestrians out of the intersection, because the intersection is the problem. Okay, Fort Pickens Road and Vita Luna, that's the real issue. The problem with walkovers is what? People don't want to use them. It's, you know, it's inconvenient to go up the incline, especially if you have to walk away from your destination to go up the ramp and over. People will use them when they have to, but they don't particularly like to use them. So just a lot of things that happened last week, you know, and I thought it was smart of him to go to the beach and basically say, hey, here's what we're thinking about doing. What are your thoughts? Had a lot of really good thoughts shared by the residents on the beach. And also one thing that I just think is, it's a separate item, but it kind of came up and you mentioned it, is we had talked briefly about this with Wes Moreno, the county administrator, but wanting to create like a welcome to the beach sign to replace what's there right now in the toll booth, basically.
We do have $200,000 from the state to go with a $250,000 match from the county for design for the gateway. And what that would look like is our hope would be to remove the toll plaza and make it look a lot nicer when you come in so that you know that you've arrived at a world-class beach.
Yeah, like, you know how we have those welcome to Florida things, which are, I mean, I'm not saying that's how it'll be, but something that tells you, welcome to Pensacola Beach. Like, you know, hey, you're really here now. You've kind of crossed over onto the island and, you know, good to have you here. Oh, just one last quick note. The roundabout is a 100% not going to happen as long as he has anything to do with it, he said. That had been one of the things. People out on the island, they hate the idea of the roundabout. I always thought it was a viable solution, but, you know, maybe it would need to be two lanes instead of one lane or something. Anyway, the, you know, I I don't mind roundabouts. I think roundabouts work. But land space is one of the issues out on the beach. Anyway, the people there hate it, generally speaking. And one of their questions was even, you know, I'm worried that a parking garage is going to be a Trojan horse for the for the roundabout. And he said, no, as long as I'm here, we're definitely not going to do the roundabout. This is a little hard to hear the person asking the question, but they're basically saying, so is the roundabout dead? And he's like, yes, it's not going to happen while I'm here.
Is the roundabout a dead issue?
Yes.
So that won't happen.
Not under me.
And then you can hear the applause. Is the roundabout dead? Yes. So it won't happen? Not under me. Applause. Which is kind of the takeaway. 620 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, she's fantastic. And one of the things, because I talk so much about her selling homes, you know, selling homes in a day or two, selling homes above list price, very common. Not always. Okay, not every time, but, you know, compared to like a year or two ago, you know, when it was all that, now just, you know, still does happen with her because she knows what she's doing. But because I talk about the selling part so much, I maybe neglect to emphasize that if you're buying, and particularly I think like if I were buying a home for the first time and somebody said to me, you know, hey, use Christina Leavenworth, I don't know whether I'd hear the advice or not. But I hope I would, because thinking back to what it was like buying a home for the first time, oh, my God. You know, and we had like kind of an adequate realtor, you know, this is a long time ago in a different state. So it's nobody here or anything like that. But man, it would have been such a completely different experience with her, because I know the little problems that came up that she would have solved. I know how she would have guided us through, hey, this is a good price. No, don't offer that. No, oh, here's something we could do to make that happen. Like, she just knows, and she sees the world from the seller's perspective. In other words, she knows how to make the seller agree to take your offer. Like, what will they take? What won't they take? What will they negotiate on? What are other people going to offer? Just all of that stuff. So if you're thinking for the first time about buying and moving up from renting, man, she is a great resource to use. Seriously, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you get nachos, tacos, empanadas, spicy queso with jalapenos, Pepto-Bismol's there. Pepto-Bismol provides fast, effective relief from nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea. All the things that can happen unexpectedly on vacation. So before you travel, pack the Pepto. Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea,
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Join Cesar, selling director, and Andrew from the Pensacola Yacht Club's Summer Selling Camp tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They will be discussing selling classes for youth and adults this summer. Students will learn how to sell with confidence, beginner to advanced, boat rigging, knots, and much more. Text or call with questions, 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk, local news and talk, and dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
What are you looking at, butthead? Say hi to your mom for me.
I love a band that sounds like a band you know, but you don't. Right? I love the Hives. They're just fun,
the
man.
Hives are sound great.
They are.
Out of Australia, I think.
625 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Candy's got traffic on the Fives.
Davis and Creighton showing an accident. Screen says roadblock, but I'm not showing it roadblocks. A little slow near Bubba's. A little slower, though, near Langley in Davis. That might just be regular congestion and lights and stuff. But certainly if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
My brain, I drive on Langley all the time, and for whatever reason, my brain wouldn't put Langley all the way through to Davis, even though I use that intersection all the time. I don't know why.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm like, oh, it's okay, at the Navy Federal. Got it. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Secret Service says a vehicle crash near the White House yesterday may have been intentional. This man witnessed the accident.
I have no clue what's going on. Hopefully it wasn't that. Hopefully it was some form of mistake, but it's kind of wild.
Officers detained a U-Haul driver last night after the truck slammed into security barriers on the north side of Lafayette Square. And according to the U.S. Park Police, that man was arrested on multiple charges. This week marks 1 year since the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. The criminal investigation over the hesitant police response to the shooting is still ongoing. Many families of the victims are going to be having a candlelight vigil on Wednesday. And today, the Los Angeles City Council voting whether they should accept the donation of a robot dog. This would be used by LAPD. The vote has been delayed a few times, apparently, since March. And the Los Angeles Police Foundation is donating the robot dog. It's valued at $278,000. But this robot can open doors, get into areas not accessible by aerial drones. And LAPD says it would be used in SWAT type scenarios. Now, you had to look up a picture, and this thing is terrifying.
No, it's because we've all seen Black Mirror.
Right. Have you seen Black Mirror?
Have you seen Black Mirror, David?
I've only seen a few episodes.
Okay, start with episode 2 and watch them all.
Oh, yeah. Number 1 is dark, but yeah. There is one about robot dogs.
Yeah,
and it's
Metalhead.
Is that what it's called?
I think, yeah,
I love it, you know, that the new season starts in June, but it terrifies me whenever they talk about robot dogs.
Well, here's another rabbit hole to jump down, I suppose. Well, the Black Mirror.
Oh, that
thing.
Is
yeah.
the number.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's the rabbit hole.
It
yeah.
definitely is. David, thanks so much for the update. 628 on News. And really thought provocative, too. I mean, it's a fantastic show. Like,
it's absolutely
the best
fantastic.
Science fiction.
Yeah, sure.
You'd have to go back to like Outer Limits or something to find comparable level TV science fiction. So
absolutely. Yeah. It's like Ex Machina, but all of the episodes.
Right.
It
and
is.
All of in things that are horrifying to contemplate. What would they be? Somebody texted me and say, when it comes to getting people to use the walkover at the beach, if they do build it, you know, that maybe what we could do is we could gently encourage pedestrians to use the walkover by putting up, I don't know, a giant metal wrought iron fence down the middle of Via de Luna in Fort Pickens Road. Sure. Yeah. Just like on Cervantes. That's awesome. We
okay,
could really
but it does work on Cervantes. I know that that's a problem, but, you know,
the
who's
irony,
complaining? The liquor stores or
the
erotic streetwalkers. You know what I mean?
You meant exotic. Oh, you said what you
I
meant.
Say both. Yeah.
Anyway, the other thing. Exotic. Oh, this is kind of interesting. Just kind of in similar vicinity, since we're talking about one beach, let's talk about the other. Ray Eddington yesterday in the Santa Rosa County Commission agenda review. I call it that. The committee session is what they call it. He brought something up, which we've been waiting to talk about for years.
I got two things I want to bring up before the board. I want to do a P&E study of the new bridge. I want to put it across at the beach, but I hope y'all will go along with me, try to get it approved for a study. I know it's quite a bit of money, but we need a new bridge across 87th to the beach, And I appreciate y'all backing me on all this.
Yeah, so looking at an official study to really figure out where will that bridge go, how much will it cost, will it be a toll, all of these things. And, you know, he's the commissioner from District 4, the Navarre area. So I would expect that we're going to start to see, you know, a little bit more intensity on that subject. And we'll probably talk about that a little bit coming up with our Santa Rosa County executive. We can talk to him just in a moment, Devan Cook. 6:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, 7:10 coming up in 40 minutes. We'll be talking to Senator Rick Scott. So check that out. We'll have him on the show here in about 40 minutes. David, what do you have coming up, sir?
Look for more officers on the road here locally with the Click It or Ticket campaign. We'll tell you more after Fox.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. No deal yet, but the debt ceiling talks continue between the lead negotiators for both President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. You both touted a productive discussion, even though they are there are hurdles to a compromise. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan.
I think we're going to get a good agreement in the end because I think the country knows the position Speaker McCarthy has taken and the House Republicans have taken is the common sense position.
The Republican on Fox News tonight, the widely popular social media app TikTok sues the state of Montana over its new law banning the platform. Russian troops and security forces are confronting an alleged cross-border raid that Moscow blames on Ukrainian military saboteurs. But Kyiv says it's an uprising against the Kremlin is by Russian partisans in the Belgorod region on the Russian-Ukrainian border. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31. News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 72 right now. It is mostly cloudy here in Pensacola this morning. Local law enforcement agencies are taking part in the national Click It or Ticket campaign. Now, that started yesterday. It's going to run through June 4th. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says police are going to be out in both marked and unmarked cars.
It's very easy for officers to look in a vehicle and see whether a seatbelt is being used or not. So checkpoints are not needed for that.
And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says among young adults that are killed in crashes, 59% are not wearing seatbelts. That's one of the highest percentages for all age groups. The McDavid man accused of shooting a woman at an Atmore hotel now facing murder charges. That shooting happened last Wednesday. The victim died of her injuries yesterday, and Atmore police say they found her in a room at the Southland Hotel Wednesday. The suspect, 39-year-old Luis Becerra, was initially charged with attempted murder. He was arrested by ALEA troopers on I-65. That charge now upgraded to murder after she passed away. Hurricane season starts next week. The Florida Public Service Commission holding a preparedness workshop. AccuWeather hurricane expert Dan Katalski says that meteorologists are predicting 11 to 15 named storms and 4 to 8 of them could become hurricanes.
If El Nino becomes really strong, which could happen, that could make a huge difference in how many storms we get. The stronger the El Nino, the more frequent the shear, and that determines the number of storms that can develop.
And he also says a lot of that hinges on water temperature. The National Hurricane Center has already logged its first disturbance off the Florida coast, although it has a 0% chance of developing. At yesterday's Santa Rosa County Commission meeting, the Board of Commissioners recognized National EMS Week.
And whereas it is appropriate to recognize the value and the accomplishments of emergency medical services providers by designating Emergency Medical Services Week, now, therefore, be it resolved, the Board of County Commissioners of Santa Rosa County does hereby proclaim the week of May 21 through 27, 2023, as Emergency Medical Services Week.
And that is Colton right there. Lifeguard EMS personnel were on hand at yesterday's meeting. Commissioners shared some words of encouragement and thanks and a special presentation planned for Thursday's Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. There's also events planned all throughout the week to recognize EMS and other first responders. And again, that's a national EMS recognition week. One Florida Republican speaking out against the NAACP's travel advisory warning African-Americans not to visit Florida.
I have no idea. When I read this, this is just really stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
And that is Congressman Byron Donalds. He says the move is just political. The NAACP issuing that advisory saying Governor DeSantis is attempting to erase Black history and restrict DEI programs in schools. Donald says the group should be focused on making sure people have the opportunity the opportunity to achieve, and says Florida was doing just that. It is 6:35, News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
All right, not showing any slowdowns or delays. A couple of accidents, though. There's one on Creighton and Davis, close to Bubba's 33. It looks like that has been moved off to the side, though. It looks like Langley is a little slow, but again, I think that's just congestion. 90 in Woodbine and Milton showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock. And I know this is a little out in the listening area, but if you're heading this way, North Beale Parkway, that's 98, and Pelham Road in Fort Walton Beach showing a partial road blockage. So use caution in the area. And certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a warm and humid day with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm in the 60s and 70s. As you go into your Wednesday, we will have a drier day, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Temperatures staying in the low 80s overnight, dropping into the 60s. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, cloudy and 72 in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. TikTok is suing Montana over the state's new ban of the social media platform, challenging the law's constitutionality. The suit, filed in the U.S. District Court of Montana, alleges the ban violates the First Amendment and several other laws. The case was brought against the state's attorney general, who is tasked with enforcing the ban. The ban is scheduled to go into effect January 1st. It's unclear how it would be enforced. State officials say they expected legal challenges and are fully prepared to defend the law. A severe drought affecting the Panama Canal is forcing container vessels to lighten their loads and pay higher fees, with further increases in the cost of shipping cargo through the canal expected this summer. The largest vessels will have to reduce how low they sit in the water by carrying less or cutting the weight of their cargoes as of May 24th. The measures are likely to result in delays and higher costs for goods that are shipped through the canal. On Wall Street, futures a bit lower. That's Your Money Now.
Do you want to lose weight? What if you could lose an average of 15% of your body weight and keep it off? Because at Row, losing an average of 15% of your body weight is possible. From a starting weight of 200 pounds, you could lose as much as 30 pounds in a year. Go to row.co/active. Complete a free online visit and connect with a U.S.-licensed healthcare professional from Row. If your BMI is 30 or higher and treatment is right for you, your Row provider will prescribe medication FDA-approved specifically for weight loss. Medication that, with diet and exercise, could reduce your body weight by an average of 15% over 12 months. Medication that is paired with lifestyle coaching so that weight comes off and stays off. Go to row.co/active. Start your journey today and lose an average of 15% body weight by this time next year. That's ro.co/active.
There's something new at Pete Bohr Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Pete Bohr Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for CAG, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy tomorrow at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Listen to that. That's good stuff. All right. 640 News Radio 92.3.
Good gentleman.
That's right. Devan Cook is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. He joins us, and great gentleman, that's right. Joins us every Tuesday after the committee meeting on Monday, before the Thursday meeting, if you can put these things in your head. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So first question I have for you is, Commissioner Eddington, this is not a new thing, but he did yesterday say that he was hoping for support from the rest of the commission to look for a PD&E, design study, basically, to figure out what to do about the Navarre Beach Causeway, that bridge, and where the new bridge will go, and what it'll cost, and how we're going to pay for it, and all of that stuff. Where are we in this process, and what's it going to take to get that bridge started?
Well, we are... His request to do a PD&E study, and if we get the board's approval to do that, that's really the first step. One of the reasons that that's critical is, A, it gives us a lot of information that will be helpful in some major decisions on a new bridge, but B, a PD&E study also helps us qualify for state and federal funds that we could use for the construction of the bridge. So this is really the first step. Moving forward with a new bridge from Navarre Beach.
How committed? I mean, it seems to me like there's a fairly strong sentiment that you just take 87 and go south across the water, and so you create an entirely new landing, an entirely new location, so you now separate Navarre Beach into, residences west and sort of businesses and fun stuff east of there. But is that the consensus, or we still don't know that's what a PD&E would tell us?
That's what the PD&E would tell us. There is a lot of interest in using that particular route, but that would be what the PD&E would tell us, and that would tell us what, cost differences would be for different locations. So that those are the kinds of things that a PD&E study would give the board that information, so a final decision could be made down the road somewhere.
And that would include all kinds of, overall cost, how to fund it, if a toll, how much of a toll, all of that kind of stuff, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that conversation. Also, one of the things that came up is there's this parcel of land in the Tiger Point Golf Course, the not used part anymore, that Colton Wright is talking about acquiring. And I've talked with him a little bit about this. What is your understanding of what is the purpose of acquiring that land? Is it, it's not for just conservation, right? It's also maybe an access point to get out to the water through some of the other land in that area. Is that right?
Well, at least access to the water, potentially some recreation facilities, some amenities that, the residents down in the south end could use. So, we've had some general discussions about what could be done with that property, but the first step is to get an appraisal. Anytime the county buys property, that's generally the first step, is have an appraisal done. So that's what he's asking that the board approve, is just an appraisal for the property to see, what the true value is, what the board might be willing to pay, and then move forward from there.
All right, very good. You also, speaking of property acquisition, we are doing something that we rarely do, which is an eminent domain. But the eminent domain is not taking the underlying property. It's just taking the easement in order to, run some of the pipes for the Eglin Effluent Project. Is that right?
That's correct. And I can't recall that we've ever done that. I'm not saying we haven't, but that's something that our board over the years has been very reluctant to use eminent domain for for purposes of taking any property, and that's not what's happening now. We just need some easements to run some of the lines for the RIBS project, the effluent disposal project for the effluent off Navarre Beach. And then, of course, we're partnering with Holly Navarre Water System so they could use the system as well. So this will just be some easements for running pipe to complete that project.
And I thought it was an interesting note yesterday. I think it was Sam Parker who made the comment that the former county attorney was never willing to do this, Tom Danheiser, and certainly having him as a judge is kind of a nice thing because he certainly understands this law really well, has found a way to do this. And I think of this as the least invasive version, right? You don't have to take the property. You can just pay for the easement and then work it that way, which makes sense to me. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, Devan, is I talked with Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News about this last week, and I guess we've built the one athletic court, you know, the exercise equipment court at Tiger Point. There's two more that we're thinking about doing or working on doing or going to do, and one is in Allentown and one is in Navarre at the youth sports complex. And I think, is there also one in Chemukla and Pace? Is that right? Is there also one already there?
The first one that was built is at the, we call it the Chemukla Community Center. It's actually on Chemukla Highway in the Pace area.
That's just past Five Points, right on the right-hand side as you're going north?
Correct. There okay. At the baseball and softball right. fields there. And that was the first one. And so the Tiger Point was the second one. Excuse me. And after that one was put in, we had a request from citizens in two other areas to look at putting these in. So that's what we're looking into now, or the possibility of getting additional grants. Those were put in with some county money and grant money, and that's what the next two would be, how they would be designed and built.
Okay, I have a follow-up on that. That's what I wanted to ask you, but hang on for just a second. I want to get traffic from Candy real quick before we get back to this. Go ahead, Candy.
Not showing any slowdowns. It looks like 90 is doing just fine. All exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear as well. Traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So, Devan, take this as a friendly question, but when I drive past the one at Chemukla, and when I see the one down at Community Maritime Park, which obviously Pensacola, it's different, but it's the same. What I notice is that they look beautiful, and I never see anybody using them. Same thing for the Bayview Park one. At best, I might see kids playing on it, but my perception is that these are the kind of thing that very few people actually use. And so if we're spending, $100,000, after you take off the grant, it just seems like a lot of money for something that in the end isn't going to really get a lot of use. But convince me I'm wrong, or tell me how I'm wrong.
Well, I understand the concern of limited use. I've certainly seen that at the one in Pace, but this is part of a national fitness campaign that they're encouraging people to get out more. I do think we're going to see a lot more use at the Tiger Point facility because there are lots of people that go to that park for the purpose of exercise. And, the hope is that this will be something that will get people outdoors more and get citizens involved with physical fitness and participate in this campaign. So, that's the goal, is to put amenities out there that people can and will use for physical fitness.
Okay, well, I'm wrong. I would love to be wrong because I'd hate to think that we're spending money on something that people don't use. Maybe what we need is, monkey bars and jungle gyms and stuff like that. I don't know. But that was just my observation, and I wanted to ask and get kind of – and, again, the fact that it's coming with some kind of a national push, I understand that argument as well. But, and again, I do hope I'm wrong, and I hope people use them, and I hope they love them. It just hasn't been what I have seen personally. Devan Cook, he's a Santa Rosa County Administrator. Devan, we look forward to the meeting on Thursday. The Thursday meeting is going to be back in Tiger Point, or the Thursday meeting is in the regular offices?
The Thursday meeting will be in the boardroom in Milton.
In Milton, okay, back in Milton. Okay.
We generally have the committee meeting at Tiger Point, so the regular meeting will be in Milton at the boardroom.
Very good, and that's Thursday morning. Devan, again, as always, thank you for the time, sir. Thanks for the good information. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a good day.
You bet. 6:49 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Experience the freedom of PGT Custom windows and doors with one of our best deals ever. With over 7 million units installed and zero reported impact failures, PGT impact-resistant windows and doors give you confidence in your investment. Now, through July 31st, you can earn $35 off every window and $110 off every door from PGT's WindGuard line of products. Reimagine your lifestyle. Go to pgtwindows.com to learn more. That's the freedom of PGT.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for gallon of gas, 354. Florida, 339. Mississippi is 298. And California is 480. And Navarre, 306 east of the Walmart, west of the other Walmart, 306, same price. 316 foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 329 in proper at the is that the Exxon? Somebody told me that changed hands lately, so I might have the wrong name for that one. 311 at the CEFCO in Milton, same at the P Ridge Murphy, and then it looks like 317 at the Raceway going through Pace. And 9 Mile, 305 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market. 311 at the US 29 Murphy in front of the Walmart there. And then coming in from the southwest side, a little different winter for today. Now it says 306. 306 at the CEFCO at Fairfield, kind of one that's a little farther in past the perimeter. But, you know, it's a good place to go buy your gas. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest outfitter price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. To me, Mobile Highway is the perimeter. That's what I think of, right? 9 Mile Mobile Highway, you know, that's your Pensacola perimeter. 653 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump making a virtual appearance today in a Manhattan court in that criminal fraud case. He's pleaded guilty, or not guilty, to 30 counts of falsifying business records, his appearance reportedly to make sure evidence from the case isn't shared on social media. President Biden calling the debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy productive. He says there are areas of disagreement still, but leaders and staff are going to continue working towards a bipartisan deal. And Surgeon General Vivek Murthy out today with a warning that social media use is leading to depression, anxiety, and other problems in teenagers.
We have a youth mental health crisis in our country. And I'm very concerned that social media has become a contributor to that crisis.
And Murthy's advisory is urging policymakers and companies that make the social media platforms to share the the burden with parents of managing children and adolescents' social media use. The warning comes as rates of teenage depression, sadness, and hopelessness have been skyrocketing over the past decade, especially among young girls.
You know, I hate to quibble with the Surgeon General, but I wish Vivek Murthy had picked just one word different. Because sometimes academic types, you know, they have a knack for understatement because they don't want to go beyond the evidence. And I understand that, okay? But in his position, I think his words would have had a lot more punch if instead of saying that he is concerned that social media might be contributing, I am convinced.
Absolutely.
Nobody disputes this. Everybody knows that social media is harmful to people psychologically, especially teenagers. I mean, that's why we're talking about banning it and banning it in certain places and banning it by age and, you know, all of the horrible things that come from social media, particularly with women and body image stuff. But anyway, just a quibble. He's right. I just wish he'd have said a little bit more strongly. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:55, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Man, that's why I'm off social media. People are garbage-covered garbage.
Yeah, it's, I mean...
With a garbage center, not all of them.
You
not
know,
you,
if you were hoping to find out the redemptive reasons why humanity is awesome, and you went to social media, you'd probably be disappointed.
I'm saying, man. Not everybody or everything. Taking a look around, we were watching an accident. There was one at Creighton and Davis. Now, that has been moved off to the side. I'm showing it as clear now. Same with 90 in Woodbine in Pace, showing an accident. But again, that's been moved off to the side. Busy intersection. Looks like everything else is just your usual congestion, traffic lights, school drop-offs and such. And pickups 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I will tell you something that was funny on social media because, you know, it can't all be bad. But somebody had sent me a screen grab of a Twitter feed that's from a California congressman.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it showed a picture like a, I don't know, a, what do you call it? What do you call this? A hump graph? I forget the name of this. Like a distribution chart for...
It is, where it looks like a big wave.
Yeah,
there is a word for it.
Anyway, so it's very low at the edges and then in the middle. A bell curve.
It's a bell curve.
Anyway, this is, trust me, this is worth hearing. He says, the comment is, for people that doubted that our education system was struggling as much as I said, go see for yourself. A whopping 25% of American students are in the bottom quartile of standardized tests.
Is there like a duh button?
No. Exactly. Yeah. What's funny, of course, is
what?
That the bottom 25% is the definition of the quartile. So
that's
it's meant to be
a joke.
Oh my God, are you really that much of an idiot? And well, the answer is yeah, because this is a fake Twitter account.
Oh, even better.
Some news outlets picked up on some of the stuff that this fake Twitter account put out. There's no, what is it, the 65th District of California, which doesn't exist. It's not a real congressman, you know.
I love that.
You know,
That's funny.
It's full of all of these, you know, ridiculous comments. And my friend had texted me and said, tell me you're mathematically impaired without telling me you're mathematically impaired, elected official edition.
That is beautiful.
But, you know, we want... There is truth that people are awful on social media. It is bad for you most of the time. It is addictive and is not thrilling and satisfying and rewarding the way you would think that it is. It's a lot like cigarettes, you know. You get into it thinking, "Oh, this is fun and cool," and then you know, you're three packs a day in and you're like, "What happened to all my money and my health?" Right? That's social media,
Absolutely. Okay?
You have to use it wisely and judiciously if at all. The other thing though is we tend to want to believe the stuff that is negative about the world is
so
true.
Yeah, especially everybody's grandparents.
Right. That, like, for example, of
hey,
course you jump
well,
to
duh.
The conclusion that this congressman is a blithering idiot, because there are some.
Sure.
There are some.
I'm sure.
But it feeds the narrative. That's why, you know, fake news works best by feeding into the negative beliefs you have about the world and then amplifying them with some sort of poignant reminder. Future news. Sorry.
Yeah, future news.
Yeah, future news, sure. Fair enough.
See, our elected officials are great. They are, sincerely. I'm not saying that smart.
Some of them really are.
Most of them, I would say all of them.
I can name some exceptions. Parking garage on the beach.
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Who pays for it? A toll goes up, you pay for parking, or it gets funded by...
Robert Bender. I'm just kidding. I love Robert Bender so much.
Out of his pocket.
Yeah, right. Here you are.
He's
going to pay it in Bender
bucks. I think the toll stays a buck, and I think the parking garage is free. I think it gets paid for other ways.
Oh.
Will there be a walkover over Via de Luna?
Yeah. How pretty will that be? Yeah. What a neat place to take pictures.
Serious concern is how much people will use it and what we do to prevent the pedestrians from just going across the road like they do right now. That's going to be the question.
Things like Cervantes.
Navarre Beach Bridge, will it be basically an extension of Highway 87?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I would think so.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
A local community activist comments on recent shootings in the area. Also, the town of Century getting new water meters. We'll have those stories and more right after this update from Fox News at News Radio 92.3.
We need to take immediate action to protect kids now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the Surgeon General says today. He's worried about social media, saying its effect on children not yet fully understood.
In a new 19-page report, Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says social media poses a, quote, profound risk to the mental health of kids and is calling on lawmakers, tech companies, and parents to safeguard against it. The report says about 95% of teens age 13 to 17 and 40% of 8 to 12-year-olds are on social media.
That's fine.